John Rosen, Cisco Development. How are you, my friend?
I am very well, and one of the more excited CEOs you're going to see today. I've got a big gold deposit, a permit, and money.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that, and we're going to pin that thought, and we'll go right to it. But let's talk first about, it seems to me, and I want to get, you've been doing this a long time. You're one of the most tenured people here and one of the most successful people here. We're at the 2025 Rural Investment Symposium. Is it getting different? Junior's been beaten up, senior's been beaten up for the longest time. Is there new money flowing in here? It certainly seems like there's a lot more energy.
I've been coming to this show since the very beginning, and I'll be on the Legends panel on Friday afternoon with the rest of the senior guys. So I've been around doing this since the 80s. This is the best gold cycle I've seen in my career. I've been quite lucky and quite fortunate in my career. My claim to fame is I found and built Canadian Malartic, which is Canada's largest gold mine and eighth largest gold mine in the world. And I founded Osisko Royalties, which is we took from $500 million to $6.5 billion. And we're working on ODV today. We just put out an updated feasibility study at the end of April, and our NPV is now $2 billion from $940 million a year ago.
That's fantastic.
To show you an example of how strong this gold market is.
Right.
We think that this is the beginning of the third leg of this market. We sort of got stuck around the $1,000 to $1,200 range for quite a while. Then we got into the $2,000 to $2,200 range. In this cycle, we stopped at $3,000. We had lunch, and by dinner time, we were at $3,300, right? And it's been able to hold the $3,300 mark. And I think there's a lot of factors contributing to that. You know, the worldwide debt's now $100 trillion, $36 trillion of it's here in the U.S. We've got the cryptocurrency guys are starting to look at the gold space. We're seeing, some of the crypto, Bitcoin, and everything else starting to look towards gold tokenization to get some recourse in some of those assets. So I think all things point to gold right now. Copper's had a good run, and the announcement yesterday we saw, it didn't take much to get copper over 550, up a buck a pound, which we haven't seen. And just the general growth of the population worldwide indicates that we're going to see a big metal boom across the board in all the commodities. But gold in particular, I think in these volatile times, is serving a bigger purpose than it ever has. And certainly if you stack it up against Bitcoin, U.S. Treasuries, or anything else, in the last 10 years, it's been the best performing asset class.
It really has, and you think, and that's really the question, and I'm going to state my thesis. I do think this is still not maybe the beginning, but the early innings, if you would, in the ball game, and that is your opinion as well in this.
I don't see anything that can really unseat gold as the reserve currency now. I don't see any reason that the Trump administration would want to see a strengthened U.S. dollar. They got 3 years to get the U.S. economy up and humming if they want to get reelected. So the typical way that has to be done is you need to devalue your currency so that you can sell more than you buy. So a weaker U.S. dollar is going to stimulate the U.S. economy. And I think we've seen that with the tariff wars. Number one thing right now is to be able to sell U.S. product outside of the U.S. The number one ingredient to that cake is you got to devalue the U.S. dollar if you want to sell stuff to other people.
Yeah, let's talk now about the projects and where I think really why you're here and what are you going on. Tell us about, you have a project, money, and permit in hand. Let's work that out for
you. Yeah, Caribou Gold is located in central B.C.
Yeah.
It's located in a place called Wells, British Columbia, near Barkerville, which was... it was the next gold rush that happened after the California 49ers. So it was discovered in 1858. It's about 4 million ounces historically went out of there. I'm a brownfield specialist. I go into old mining camps, apply new science, do new geology, and look at bulk tonnage methods, which is what I'm known for. Canadian Malartic is now one of the cornerstone assets in Agnico. Produces about 670,000 ounces a year. That was the first open pit bulk tonnage gold mine in Canada, which we found and built. We've kind of pioneered that. Detour came after us. And there's been a few other things since then, but that was the first one. And that was conceptual in nature after I'd been in Africa for 13 years, looking at a lot of bulk tonnage mines. So Now I'm doing it in the underground version. That's what this is in BC. We've got 2 million ounces in the reserves to start with to get phase one of this program up and running. We have a total of 50 miles or 83 kilometers of mineralized trend there. We've drilled off about 4.4 kilometers, only down to a depth of about 1,000 feet, 350 meters. We put 780,000 meters of drilling in there, about 2.1 million feet of drilling. And this is kind of what I'm known for, is big drill outs.
Right. Yeah.
They call me, my nickname is the driller, and I have a sign over my office door that says SUDS, which stands for shut up and drill, stupid.
All right.
So I like to get into these big deposits and do the science.
And
we've
really
got quite a brain trust around me.
Yeah.
You know, the senior management team has over 600 years of experience. A little bit of gray hair.
Yeah.
But we also know what we know what the Stanley Cup looks like, and we know what the Super Bowl looks like.
Yeah.
We've had a few wins. Most recently, we just sold our other company in Canada called Osisko Mining 2.
Yeah.
For $2.1 billion to Goldfield. Our royalty company is now at $6.5 billion, and we sold the first one for $4.1 billion. This company's sitting around $300 million right now. So the reason I'm here and not on the dock is because I do think this one's got the ability to be, you know, a top 10 asset in the world.
That's music to my, I'm not an investor, but it sounds like it's mind-blowing.
So we've got 4.4 kilometers drilled off for about 3 miles. And we're average grades 3.62 grams in the underground for bulk mining.
Wow.
But the grade starts out at 11 grams a ton on average after 8,000 pierce points. But we're just taking it all.
Yeah.
And then the mines that you would compare it to would be La Ronde, which is the same grade as us in Quebec. Yeah. And that was the cornerstone asset that built Agnico.
Yeah.
So they produce about 300,000 ounces a year underground at 3.62. We're just touching the surface. We're only down 1,000 feet. They're down 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
And then the other mine I would compare it to is Goldex, another Agnico mine.
Yeah.
They're at 1.55 grams. So they're at 40% of our grade, and they're producing about 130,000 ounces a year at less than half of our grade.
So what's the story? How did you get this?
Well, I'm pretty much...
That you can tell us.
we're just basic engineers and geoscientists, right? We go around and we've had the ability, we've had the good luck to have worked for a bunch of majors. So we tried to add up the other day how many site visits have we been on and how much would it cost us to duplicate that.
Yeah.
When we came up, it would be about $150 million in airfare and stuff just to get the site visits that we have in our database from all the time that we've been in the industry. So I've been doing this since I started as an underground miner at 18. I was a diamond driller at 23.
This is just what you do.
This is, I have no other trick.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty good trick.
Yeah.
We basically sort through data and we look for projects. Most of our stuff is brownfield because you got hundreds of millions of dollars worth of data to work with.
Yeah.
And we go in with a different mindset. We're pretty good miners.
Yeah.
We built Canada's largest open pit gold mine, so we know a thing or two about bulk mining. We built some underground mines. We're building a big one right now.
Yeah.
So we're technical guys at the base, and our saying is drill twice, mine once.
Right. Right.
And if you get that backwards, it doesn't go well for you.
Yeah. Right.
So, well, we're basically good geoscientists is what I would say. We're not the fastest skater on the ice, but we're pretty consistent.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You got to be consistent. That's probably the number one, probably the best or most undervalued character trait is consistency, I believe.
And you got to be lucky.
And you got to be lucky. You absolutely got to be lucky.
Yeah. I like to take, if it was just technical skills, it would be easy, but you need a little bit of luck in there too. Canadian Malartic, we bought it out of bankruptcy. Barrick had sold it for $1 in 2003. We bought it for $88,888 for a notary.
Yeah.
And Barrick had given the company and took it for $1 a $5 million private place. So they actually paid $5 million to sell Canada's largest gold deposit.
That's so awesome.
So, we were the ones that caught the baby, right? So So that was just, luck on our part. But, we were looking for what we found as well. So,
yeah.
And we knew what we found when we found it.
Yeah. Got it.
There was a lot of criticism on that project when we first found it. It never worked. Same as this project,
right?
In BC, yeah.
Yeah. at first?
This project in BC has been around for a while. It's been through lots of hands, but nobody ever did what we did, which is went and drilled 800,000 meters with a high level of science behind it. You know, all very high quality drilling with gyro orientation, RQDs and wireframing directly, and all the high science that we do. We did the same thing at Windfall.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're one of the groups out there that we call is highly technical.
Yeah. Well, that's what pays.
As you can tell, we're not pretty.
Yeah. I'm not speaking for you, but I speak for myself. I'm not pretty.
No.
Well, let me ask you this, and I want to thank you so much for your time. If people are interested in the Caribou project, they want to get a piece of that. How do they go about doing that? Where are you traded?
We're ODV on the New York Stock Exchange and ODV on the TSX. We also have quite an interesting project in Utah next to Robert Friedland and Freeport, about 40 miles south of the Bingham Mine. So
tell us about that real quick.
Well, we originally were there with the doctor of porphyry copper, Dr. Dick Sillitoe or Richard Sillitoe. So we're hunting a Bingham lookalike, but we have five historic gold mines there. The highest one stopped mining at 45 grams because they hit water. And then we have 18 CRD mines that were gold, silver, lead, zinc, that were all operated by Kennecott, so 23 previous producers. And we did the historic compilation. We drove a ramp underground down to the 625 level. And stay tuned, this is elephant country. And our friends from Ivanhoe Electric are drilling right on the border to the southwest of us. And Robert always makes things pretty exciting, so it's a party at Tintic.
Yeah.
And if you find yourself in Utah, come on by.
I love that.
We're not too far out of Eureka, Utah. We're just the other side of the mountain from Eureka.
That's God's country too, no?
It's a very pretty sight.
Yeah.
And we got five historic shafts that are still there.
Yeah.
One of them we're using. And then there's a bunch of historic mining there. There's over 150 mines in that belt. The second largest metal endowment in Utah.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Well, in closing, just can you give your website, or how can people get in touch with your IR department?
So it's Cisco Development on the web, .com.
Yeah.
And if you type in ODV, it'll come to you.
Yeah.
And on the NYSE, we trade, two-thirds of our volume and one-third on the Canadian exchange.
Well, excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much. It's an honor for me. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and giving a lot of value to our listeners, and really looking forward to tracking these two new projects then.
Thank you very much, Andy. Great to have you carrying the flag, and good luck to your investors, and please give us a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
All the best there.
Yep, to you.